You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm wrapping it up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Don't forget, we're less than 2 weeks away from the first Browns preseason game. Be sure to tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, to watch every Browns preseason game this year. And, of course, you can catch us Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for the Dog Pound Report. Matt Wilhelm will be joining myself as well.
I will?
Yeah, why not?
Sweet. Let's go.
Let's do it. By the way, word out of Houston, Arian Foster will have surgery. John McClain, who covers the team, saying that he was the most important player on the Texans' offense. He was in great shape. This is a huge, capital H-U-G-E, loss. This would be a huge loss.
Of course. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl runner in that system. And I think, yes, we felt the effects of what Alfred Blue meant to that offense and what he's capable of doing. But Arian Foster, he's a Pro Bowler. He's a year-in, year-out, 1,200 to 1,400-yard guy who Houston is enamored with as a running back. And to lose that has to be just demoralizing for that franchise, especially with the fact that I've read as things were the needle was pointing towards Brian Hoyer, that things have kind of leveled off, that there is 50-50 on Hoyer or Mallett right now as they've ever been after 5 days in camp.
And you lose Arian Foster, who's going to be the centerpiece of your offense. Andre Johnson is gone. They don't really have a pass-catching tight end. The weapons there, you know, not that great other than DeAndre Hopkins right now in Houston. So certainly an interesting one. You wonder if they'll give a call to the Browns. Maybe the Browns running backs are appealing to them, and we've heard some rumors about that, but I don't think so. You know, Pierre Thomas is a free agent. Ahmad Bradshaw is a free agent. So perhaps those are guys they can just sign and bring right into the mix there. Arian Foster, very good player in the league and certainly a centerpiece. As the tweets keep coming in from Houston, they are not happy about what happened there. Injuries are a part of it. We talked about the Browns. They've got injuries at running back as well. Duke Johnson needs to get back out there. You got a sense that Mike Pettine was feeling a little bit frustrated with that. Hopefully he can get back out there sooner rather than later. But we're going to keep an eye on this ground game. It's an important part of this offense. Right now, Isaiah Crowell looks like, because he's the last man standing from the guys supposed to be playing, that he's doing a good job. And Will Montgomery's telling me he's doing a very good job taking those steps, running harder, playing more, and saying, listen, I can be this bell cow for the team.
Absolutely. And that's what I've looked for all along. I know at one point during my a training camp in San Diego in 2006, I believe, or it might have been 2007, tore my calf. Oof. You know, which, you know, kind of I was in camp for 2 weeks, tore my calf, missed a couple preseason games, got it back to play in the opener, but then went to New England, played cold, pulled it again, then missed a game against the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was back and forth, back and forth. So the big kicker here is for Duke Johnson and Terrence West is come back 100% healthy. Don't come back at 85%, and then it pops again on you and you're down back to 60 when the team really needs you.
Absolutely. Good advice from a man who's done it at a high level, Matt Wilhelm.
Just a bit.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Got to thank Albert Breer for joining us live in studio today. Also, we heard from head coach Mike Pettine, Dante Whitner. Got to thank our producer, Dino, Dave D. Natale, for being with
Sean
us.
Sean Drone for
Sean
coming on
Drone
up.
Live in studio. So thanks to the PR team for getting him for us as well. We'll be back with a live look-in tomorrow, 10 a.m. on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Matt and I will bring you a live look at training camp practice. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. So be sure to check it out. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by the great people at Liberty Ford.
Yes, indeed. Got my new F-150.
Sweet.
Loving it.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.